Oscar McCormick, 090.
President, here's this call. Here's the speaker. Hello, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the mass transit, we've had Whitnall in here, and we've gone over, and he thinks that they've got close to 40 Republican votes. Now, of course, there's all calculated risk, as you and I know. But he says that they're holding pretty fast, and that's about all we can rely on. And then the report I got from outside sources is pretty much the same. My judgment is that we ought to bring it up before the Republican convention.
Fine.
It might, because it'd be a sort of a pre-Republican convention fight, because Scranton's strong for it, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start organizing and just try and put forces into operation to get Rockefeller to come in, and he ought to be interested in Romney and see what others. But this could be, in a sense, a pre-Republican convention testimony.
Good. I'll tell Larry to get in touch with you, and you'll work out whatever he thinks best.
What we got to do is work on our side, because Larry, Hale says about 160 Democrats, Larry says 168. I think we can up that 10 or 15 easily.
All right.
With the right work done.
Yeah.
And it might be, with the effective work done, because Halleck will work like hell to block, so forth and so on, but according to Whitnall, I was going to bring it up anyway, don't you see? Give him a political vote if for no later on, but I wanted to win. I would think that Whitnall thinks it's best before the convention, and that's my judgment I formed over the weekend.
Mm.
Is that all right?
Yeah, you talk to Larry, and whatever you all agree on is good by me.
In other words, it's all right. We put it down for next week.
Yeah, you talk to Larry about it. I don't want to be agreeing something that he doesn't know about. I'll have him talk to you, and whatever you all agree on is okay by me.
All right, Mr. President.
Okay.
Goodbye.